a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osman Designs. Here's Heather Osman and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, interior designer extraordinaire, but not only that, real estate expert. She has stores in Lehigh and Orem, so if you're out running errands today, I don't know about you, but once I took down Christmas, it was like, redo the whole house.
Right.
Fill it up with stuff. It feels so empty and blah in here.
I know. We're all missing that little cozy Christmas feel that we've been enjoying for a couple of months, but it's 2023, so it's onward and upward, and if you are in the market for buying a home, renting a home, you are in for a treat today. Today we have Ico Development on the show with us. You guys don't even know how cool this is. They are
a division
of
Ivory Homes.
Ivory Homes. You guys are a division of Ivory Custom Homes, which is one of the largest home builders in the entire state of Utah.
The largest.
So proud of that. Yes, let's fix that, Kristen. Thank you. We have Kristen Schmidt on the show with us today. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have Katie Holt.
Yes.
Welcome. How are you? And we have Brandy. And I don't want to slaughter your last name. Brandy, what's your last name?
It is Wisniewski.
Only Wisniewski. All right. Welcome to the show. No big deal.
And I'm just going to point out this all-female team right now. Just saying.
This is the powerhouse team for Ico Development. And if you're not familiar with Ico Development, they are actually a multifamily division of Ivory Custom Homes. And what you really focus on is all of the rentals. So it's townhouse condos and high-rise condos, and you only rent. Is that correct?
We do. And we actually are with Ico Property Management. With the property management team.
Property management team, which, you know, with
multifamily.
With all of these communities, that's a huge job. It's pretty impressive, you guys. I love it. Okay, so let's start off by introducing each of you individually, and then we'll talk about what you do and the communities that you serve. Kristen.
Hi, I'm Kristen Schmidt, and I am the VP of Operations at Ico Multifamily.
Perfect. Katie.
I'm Katie. I am the senior manager over several of our communities and also manage one of our communities in Draper.
And Brandy.
I am Brandy Wisniewski, and I'm also a senior manager over a few of our communities and manage a location in West Valley.
How did you guys get involved with this company, first and foremost, and this business? Who wants to be first?
Well, I'm actually the newbie to Ico. I'm coming up at the end of this month, my 3-year anniversary with Ico, but I've been in the multifamily business for, I don't know, a million years.
A million years. You're not that
20,
old.
To count. 23 years or so, 24.
So you still have a little experience. Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. But I came over to Ico 3 years ago and loved it. Never looked back. It's an amazing organization. For sure.
I love that. Katie.
So I've been with Ico for just over 6 years. So I actually started as a leasing agent, just needed to pay my car payment. And that's kind of what it started for me, something to get me through college. And this really turned into a career for me. And I really enjoyed the industry and the people that I get to work with. And Ico is just such an amazing company to work for. And I fell in love with it. So
fantastic. And Brandy.
So I have been in the multifamily industry for about 10 years, and I was actually living at one of the Ico properties at the time and wanted to switch companies that I was working for and decided to go with Ico because I loved how much they did for their residents and everything while living there. And I wanted to be a part of their management team.
That's how you do it. You're in on the inside and then you're like, hey, you manage me. Let me become a manager.
Exactly.
And I think that's actually a really important perspective because you probably know things that you can add to this organization by being a resident and a tenant.
Yeah, I think so. And one of the cool things is we still implement that now. In fact, my team at the location I manage, every single person except for two of my 11 team live on site.
Oh, nice.
So we have a perspective. We can help when needed. And I know that we have that throughout our communities. There's other employees that work.
That's incredible. Okay, affordable housing is so in the news, not only in Utah, but across the country. New construction is down and people are wanting to rent, which is where you guys come into play.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, let's talk a little bit about just overall, and then we'll get into more specifics in the next episode. But 14 communities, where are they?
Everywhere from Fruit Heights, which is our original community, Orchard Farms, in Fruit Heights, and then down to Orem. So, and everywhere in between.
Everywhere in between. Yeah. Pricing ranges from about what to what?
Pricing would range anywhere from, I would say, $1,250 for your one bedrooms or studios up to $2,500 for like three bedrooms. And then we do have townhomes as well, and pricing would differ on those.
Katie, talk to me about what sets you guys apart from other property managers out there.
Yeah. So a lot of the things that we do differently is we have set schedules every single month where we're giving back to our residents and scheduling different resident events that we're doing, and we host those monthly between all of our communities. And it's a really great way for residents to get to know their neighbors and for them to also get to know who's managing their communities. And a lot of people really enjoy being able to be a part of something larger. So every community will do something different every month. That's something that we offer. We also offer a smart home buyer program to all of our residents. So that's something that they can do with Ivory Homes. They can save up money while they're renting with us to be able to eventually buy their own home.
That's so cool because so often you're just paying money to an oblivious landlord out there, right? Who's just like no face, no name. It's just like cut me the check and we'll see ya. Don't damage the house.
For sure. Yeah.
Like you guys are actually like doing activities and like meeting your tenants and offering them opportunities like
that. Yeah, for sure. We really care about their future and this is maybe just a stop on the way in their future, but we want to make a difference. So
I love that so much. So I recently was brought on board to check out not only your corporate office for some updates, but also some of your clubhouses and your model homes. So I was able to tour some of your properties, and then I went and toured some of your competitors' properties. And I sat in a conference room with, you know, who's who's of ICO, and I was absolutely blown away at the charts and graphs and the organization. You guys are definitely, you know, heads and tails above and beyond any construction meeting I have ever been in. And I work with a lot of builders in this industry for being in this business for over 25 years. I'm blown away by your clubhouses. They are beautiful. They're huge. I mean, I can only imagine the parties that go in on those. You could have wedding receptions in these. I mean, it's just classic design, lots of brick on the exteriors. These are not trendy facilities. It's just really, really nice. So even if you're looking at possibly, you know, your Fruit Heights property, for example, it's still updated for the most part, which is fantastic. I'm blown away by your swimming pools. So much fun. Who wouldn't? I mean, you feel like you're on vacation when you live in your home.
Well, and what's great about our pools is we open a month earlier than most and we close a month later.
Can I get
than
a key?
Most in the industry.
Can I change the key? I know. Like, I don't live there, but I know. Like, I'd like a hookup.
And we do a fun thing at the end of the pool season, the last day it's open. We have what's called a pooch plunge, and we let all the dogs come swim since it's the last day before closing
down.
Get
really dirty.
Yeah. And then we have a number of our communities have oversized hot tubs that are open year-round. So we leave those open year-round after the pool closes down.
I love that. You also have barbecues. You have arbors.
We do. We've got, and this isn't every community, but this is the variety of amenities we have. We have a rock wall in one of our, a climbing rock wall in one of our communities. We have high-end fitness centers, indoor basketball courts. Most all of them have an executive lounge. Residents really like to use those for working from home. Those get used very, very often. Game rooms, yoga studios, fitness on demand, barbecues and fire pits, community gardens, dog parks. The list goes on.
I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm just going to rent a place for a staycation. Is that okay?
Yeah, it could be your she shed.
Yes, I'll just get a place and come live there.
You also have a kids play area, which I think was great, right? In Utah, we have kids. They just need a little center to play while you're in there working out. I was blown away. Today, we have the amazing treat to have the Ico Property Management Team, which is a division of Ivory Custom Homes. It's their multifamily property management division. Talking about everything associated to renting. You can rent a townhouse condo, an apartment home with a swimming pool and all the amenities all included in your monthly rent.
If people want to come rent a house from you, how do they find you?
They can find us online through any of our advertising. We have social media, all social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. All of the above.
So perfect. Ico Property Management, a division of Ivory Homes. We'll take a break. More on the Real Estate Show in just a minute.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem for all your interior design and needs. Heather, if you live in Utah, and unless you're living under a rock, you've heard of Ivory Homes before. But did you know that they also have a property management division where they have 14 communities around the Wasatch Front, and they manage these? I don't think I realized that.
Right? We are so lucky to have Kristen Schmidt, Katie Holt, and Brandy. I can't say your last name.
Wisniewski.
Wisniewski. I sort of slaughtered it.
There you go.
Yes, we're so grateful to have all three of you on the show. You guys are the power team. I mean, it's all women here. You guys are so organized. There are 14 communities. You only lease these properties. They're condo apartments, townhomes, swimming pools, arbors, barbecues, you know, fitness centers, and all the good stuff that you want as a renter, but they're well maintained. As an interior designer, I work with a lot of builders. I work with a lot of developers, and a lot of the properties are great for the first 5 years, and then they start going downhill, and they don't put money back into the development in the community to keep it nice. You guys are the exception to the rule, and I think that's why you've been so successful.
Yeah, we are. And what's great is the ICO team works all together, the development, construction, and property management. So as we develop and put plans into place for upcoming projects, we all meet as the separate heads of those teams to come up with the best ways and what can we change or how can we improve. So we're continually improving, adding to our standards, our building standards, what's worked in the past, what could we change and do better. And then the business model is these are long-term holds. And so one of our values is basically we all look at this. We're to look at each project as if it were our own that could never be sold, essentially, that we're going to hold on to these forever. And so we reinvest into the properties, maintain them. The upkeep is phenomenal.
That's so nice as a renter, too, because you never really know what you're getting as a renter. And
right.
There's really not much protection when it comes to, how do I know this property didn't have someone die in it or something?
Or your dishwasher
breaks,
you know it's going to be taken care of. There's a lot of peace of mind with that. Most people just have a full-time job and they don't want to have to worry about maintaining their property. And that's where I think you guys really excel. One thing as an interior designer I love about the ICO communities is your floor plans. They are so beautiful. I mean, you have different sizes. You have one bedroom, two bedrooms, three bedrooms.
Studios,
yes, but they make sense. There's open floor plans. The space is used very wisely. I felt like your kitchens were amazing. You actually have mm-hmm. pantries and cabinets, you know, in these small areas. Sometimes storage is an issue. So I was very, very impressed with that. Wide hallways, so you can actually move furniture in and out, which, hello, I'm in the furniture industry. So that's so important.
Yeah, I think our floor plans are very well thought through. In addition, you know, we've got ceiling fans in the bedrooms and living rooms. We've got 14-foot ceilings in a handful of apartments on the top floor, 9-foot ceilings, like you said, very wide hallways.
Updated finishes. Your cabinetry is, you know, the latest and greatest. It's not like it's 20 years old and outdated, which I really appreciate. And just easy to maintain. You're doing a lot of LVT. Your countertops are quartz and up to spec, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I think a great part of being a part of the Ivory Home is that they build their apartments to feel like homes. Mm. It's not just a tiny apartment. You get to enjoy your apartment home as a home.
Yeah.
And they lay it out with the larger closets, the deep tubs, deep sinks, things like that, that a home would have, a custom home would have, but you're getting that in an apartment.
Which is fantastic.
Something that really sets us apart from our competitors would be that we have maintenance teams who have amazing work order completion rates. So we do strive for 8-hour completions on any work orders that are submitted online. And I'm pretty sure that this last year, as a portfolio through all 14 of our communities, we were at 92% completed within 8 hours, which is amazing.
Amazing.
That's also including the weekends and holidays and after hours when nobody's at the community. So it's something we really strive for and definitely sets us apart from our competitors.
I think that's incredible.
How do we get more landlords to be like that?
Right? That's why they are so successful, not only in this industry for rentals and leasing, but also in new construction. We won't talk a lot about Ivory Homes, their new construction, and them selling homes today. But if you've seen those billboards on the freeway with the big elephant, that's Ivory Homes that we're talking about. This is their multifamily division. And today we have the senior management of the property management team for the 14 communities that you serve all across the Wasatch Front.
Okay, and if you're looking to rent an apartment and this sounds too good to be true, it's not. How do people find you if they're a renter and want to get in one of these places?
They can go to ivoryapartmenthomes.com and we have a listing of all of our communities there.
Here we go. Kristen, Brandy, Katie with us from ICO Property Management. We'll take a break. More on the Real Estate Show in just a minute.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you are just finding us, we rebranded ourselves a little bit in 2023. We used to be called The Home Show. Now we're called The Real Estate Show. Same beautiful content talking about all things real estate and home related here in Utah. Of course, Heather Osmond, our expert, knows everything about not only interior design with her interior design stores in Lehi and in Orem, but also about Utah's real estate market. And Heather, they can podcast this episode, this whole thing, wherever they podcast. Just search for the KSL Real Estate Show and you'll find us on wherever you podcast. But your guests today are helping us talk about Utah's rental market right now, which is hot. I mean, because of the way the housing market is going, there is just a need for properties for people to rent, and your guests today have some.
Absolutely. Lindsay, you always are so complimentary and make me feel so good.
Well, listen, I don't say things I don't mean.
I love doing this show with you every single week. I think we've been doing it for 3.5 years
almost
now.
Almost 4 years.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. And I cannot think of a better topic than real estate in Utah. It's always good news, it seems. Regardless of what's going on in the country, Utah always is doing great. And it's so exciting. Not only am I a homeowner, but I'm also a real estate investor. Back in our our high days. My husband and I owned 33 rental properties. These were all residential properties. So my hat goes off to you ladies. It's a lot of work to manage. And then now we do commercial real estate, which is, again, a different, you know, level of property management. But you guys are the property management division, the senior management division of Ivory Custom Homes, which is the largest builder in all of Utah. So because we're short on time, let's jump right into all of your different communities and tell all of our friends and KSL listeners about where they can find you.
Okay, so starting on the north end in Fruit Heights, we have our original ICO community, Orchard Farms. It's a smaller community, 80 units, and so it's, you know, a lot more, well, not, I don't, not a lot more, take that out.
80 units is small? Is that what you're
telling me? 80 units is small,
yes. Oh my
yes.
gosh.
But it's kind of in a residential area. It's got a feel of its own. And then in Farmington, we have Station Parkway that opened in 2020. And we are completing the first building of the second phase of Station Parkway. And that will begin leasing now, essentially. They just started leasing those. And then we have in West Valley, we have Fairborn Station. That's where Brandy's the manager.
Go Brandy.
Yeah.
She's over here dancing.
And we have two phases there. So we've got the original Fairborn Station, I believe was built 2014. And then we have a Fairborn Station 2 that was completed in 2021. And we have amazing amenities there.
That sounds...
I mean, we have amazing amenities everywhere, but Fairborn Station 2 is pretty amazing.
Okay, yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of those. Now you're getting me all excited.
Well, this is the one that has the rock climbing wall in the gym. The gym is phenomenal.
Huge basketball gym,
huge
you guys.
Basketball huge. Gym.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Beautiful clubhouse. You know, you've seen our clubhouses. They're all beautiful.
They're all beautiful. And if you're listening to us on the radio, we're going to try to describe these to you, but really you may just want to get on their website so you can actually see them in person, and you give free tours.
Yeah.
So you can go check them out yourselves.
Yes. And then in South Jordan, we have ICO District. Draper, we have Katie, where Katie's the manager. We have
Go Katie.
ICO Vista Station, and that one opened in May of 2020. I actually lived there for several months myself, and so that was awesome to be able to see the view as a resident. So, and like Brandy had mentioned, we have several team members that live at our sites, and so it just gives us a whole other insight and helps us better manage. And we've got, let's see, I'm going down the...
You're going north to south, so you ended a
oh,
Draper.
Yeah. Brandy's like, the Royce. So we have one of our newest community, the Royce, is located in Murray on 9th East and just off of Van Winkle, 4680 South. And that one right now is 92 units, but the second building is currently under construction, and we're anticipating getting those additional units in August of this year. So we are leasing up there, so go there.
Mm.
It's beautiful.
And can you lease before construction is done? Do you guys rent them out before then?
We typically
list,
do
right?
like a list
okay.
because construction can be a little... we just don't, you know, not sure on delays, but
yeah.
we certainly pre-lease. But we do have the first building open that's 92 units done, ready to go, leasing, moving in. So definitely go visit us there, 4680 South 853 East.
There you go.
She's just, you know, spouting off these addresses like she's been there a million times. You go, girl.
Okay, so then we did District... Vista
Ridge,
which is located right next to our corporate office in Lehigh. That one's 45 units.
Okay, and so talk a little bit about that because there's a tennis club right there. That's pretty cool too, right?
Yeah. The residents of the Ridge have access to the Ivory Swim and Tennis Club. So
I've been there, yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in a tennis league for a hot minute and we
okay.
played down there, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So they have access to that. And right now we have under construction across the street from there is our ICO Ridge Townhomes. And we should be getting our first townhome on Monday. So,
wow.
And that is pre-leasing. We're kind of getting those one building at a time. So we are currently leasing those. We'll have three available. Well, I'm sorry, two available this month for move-in, and then kind of continues month after month. So come see us there if you're in the market for a two or three
and
bedroom
town. Beautiful.
They are amazing. Beautiful. Amazing with a loft at the top. Like, incredible.
Walkout patio.
We just sell our homes and just move into Ivory Customs.
Seriously, because I don't have this in my house.
Yeah, and, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yes, especially with interest rates where they are right now. If you were planning on building a home or buying a home, you definitely want to check on these communities. And we're not even done yet. Kristen, keep
we're
going.
We're not even done yet. Saratoga Springs, we have Jordan View townhomes. Those are all townhomes. Holbrook Farms is in Lehigh, just on the border of Saratoga Springs. We have 36 townhomes there, and that's in within a residential community. So definitely a super residential feel there. And we are adding 16 more townhomes, probably in the next 3 to 4 months. And then later in the year, we'll add on to that as well. And then in Pleasant Grove, we have Mayfield. And that's the one Heather is helping us out on there with the model and the clubhouse. In Linden, we have Parkview townhomes, and those are all townhomes.
And then there's more.
And then there's more.
How many have we done so far? What are we on?
And then down in Orem, we have our three communities at University Place Mall, University Place. We have
right by the Costco.
Right by the Costco. And University Place Mall. The Aston at University Place. And then we've got the Devon and the Exton. And the Exton is a really unique building. It's a wrap building. So it's a wrap around the parking garage. It's beautiful. Like, you should just go see it. Just go see how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
And there's more. And our fourth Orem property is Montyvale.
That's a lot of properties along the Wasatch Front.
And the small one's a 60 unit,
right?
Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, we consider.
Well,
like,
yes.
80 is small.
80 is a small unit.
We have a little bit smaller than that, but.
That's incredible. Yeah. So we've been bragging about 14 different communities, but actually I was edited and we actually have 17 communities. You guys, Ivory Custom Homes and apartment.
There's no comparison. There's no competition.
No question that Ivory Custom Homes, if you're in the market to build a home, and then there's no question that Ivory Custom Homes, if you're in the market to build a home or buy an existing home, is a great choice. ICO Property Management is the number one in the state if you are looking to lease a property. We just talked about the 17 communities that you have. If you are in the market, you need a short-term rental, you need a long-term rental, you have it all. I mean, honestly, you feel like you're on vacation when you go live in one of these communities. They have all the amenities, the best of the best. You call for, you know, a broken dishwasher or a clogged toilet within 8 hours. Your goal is to have it repaired, which is absolutely unheard of in this community and in the state of Utah. Hats off to you.
So you can find ICO Property Management online. Just Google it. You'll be able to find it. And then they're leasing some of these homes right now. Katie, Kristen, Brandy with us from ICO Property Management. We'll take a break. More on The Real Estate Show in just a minute.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into The Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond here of Osmond Designs, interior design stores in Lehigh and in Orem, but also an expert at Utah's real estate market. And Heather, your guests today are experts at being property managers because they do it all day long.
They sure do. And I have been so excited to have all three of you on the KSL Real Estate Show with Lindsay and I. Today we have Kristen, Katie, and Brandy. They are the ICO Property Management Dream Team. So happy to have you come and talk about all of the communities across the Wasatch Front. We have been saying there were 14, but actually there's 17 properties. which is, and communities, which is incredible and unheard of.
Times 80 apartments in each one, give
or
take.
That's a small one.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, our largest is the Aston in Orem. It's 478. So anywhere from 45 to 478.
And that's why the state of Utah loves you, because you're building all the affordable housing.
Yes, and they're beautiful. They feel like home, which I think is such a unique aspect and quality that you really do put in all of the extra bells and whistles to really make it nice. You take those custom home features and put them in apartments and condos and townhomes, which as an interior designer, I really, really appreciate. You just want it to be unique and fun and feel like home and be comfortable while you're living there. One thing I really admire about your business and your company is your online reputation. Kristen, tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that is one of our values. ICO has five core values that we really do live by. And that number one is reputation. And not just online reputation, but reputation as a whole. But we do take very seriously our online reputation. And across the communities, we have an average score of 4.6 on Google, which is basically unheard of. That's pretty unheard of.
That's basically five stars.
That's basically five stars. So we're really proud of that. But I think that speaks to how seriously that we take that value about reputation and how we do handle, treat our residents and our communities as a whole, because people aren't kidding around when they give you Google reviews. I mean, you know, and so it just really speaks to what great teams that we have that manage our communities. And so we're really, really proud of that. And I thought I would also mention the Utah Apartment Association, which is now called the Rental Housing Association. So the Rental Housing Association in Utah has an annual awards ceremony. And in 2018, the Aston won the Award of Property of Excellence. In 2021, the Vista Station won Development of the Year. And then in 2022, Fairborn Station won the Outstanding On-Site Team. And Brandy personally won Property Manager of the Year.
Brandy!
Wow!
Round of applause for Brandy.
We just have a bunch of rock stars on the KSL Real Estate Show today. If anyone knows what's going on in the leasing and rental market, it is you guys. You have 17 communities across the Wasatch Front. How do people find you?
ivoryapartmenthomes.com.
You're on the, you have a website.
We do.
Social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Did I miss any?
And if they just even start to Google ACO, they'll pretty much bring up all of our communities. So if they're interested in any specific one that they know of, they can go directly to their website.
In real estate, it's location, location, location. And I don't know who your developer team is that actually is finding these properties, but you guys seem to find the best of the best.
Yes, most of our communities are located near public transportation. We have the Front Runner, the tracks. We have easy access to I-15, to Bangor Highway, to I-215. Most of our communities are very close to easy transportation for work.
Okay, Brandy, I'm going to ask you the last question here of this whole show. You have been a renter in these very properties with ICO Property, and now you're a manager. What is your best advice? Maybe it's just pay your rent on time.
That's always great advice.
For a renter.
My best advice would be to communicate with your property management team, whether it be that you want to put in a service request, something's wrong in the apartment, whether you need questions answered about certain things in your apartment or paying your rent. Just communicate with your property management team, and we're more than happy to respond quickly and appropriately to whatever questions or concerns you may have.
Well, I hope other landlords out there are taking notes on this episode on how to treat their renters. It's very important. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Design Stores in Lehigh and Orem, and then we have the ICO property management team with us of Ivory Custom Homes. Katie, Kristen, Brandy, thank you all for joining us today, and we'll be back next week on The Real Estate Show.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.